listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. It's the Vine Valley Athletic League playoff featuring Napa High hosting Sonoma Valley. It's basketball postseason. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another presentation on KVON. Sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. And we've got a nice crew tonight here at the Messner Gymnasium in Napa, California, as the playoffs get underway. The first year for the Vine Valley Athletic League playoffs, and Napa High comes into the game as a host, having won 14 games in a row. They have a 21-win, 5-loss record, and in league play they finish 12 wins and no losses. Sonoma Valley Dragons coming in with a 16-10 overall mark. They've won 4 of their last 5 games, and they finished in the league with a 6-win and 6-loss record. So buckle up, get set, and away we'll go here with the playoff action. Joining us tonight, Jacob Grant will be at Mike's side with us with his color commentary, Dino Alessio with the statistics, and Angelo Lyons, our engineer back at the KVON studio, who will also bring us up to date with any power outages around the area since they have been working on repairing some PG&E lines that out near the KVON station area in South Napa. And so if any of that development comes around, we'll report it for you on KVON. In the meantime, Jacob Grant, nice to see you at a basketball game, even though I know your sport is hockey.
Well, they're not too much different. You know, it's just white maple instead of ice. The nets are basically the same material, but it's definitely a different style of game defensively. I'd like to see Napa kind of just, I mean, from what I'm seeing right now in warmups, Sonoma seems to be a pretty fast, well-moving, active team. So it'd be nice for, you know, Napa to come in and stop them from getting any damage done on the sides.
And Dino back there with the pencils all ready to go.
All raring to go. I love playoff basketball, and I'm looking forward to an entertaining game tonight.
The coach for Napa High is Zach Cook. He's in his third year. He's assisted by Greg Johnson and the JV coach, Brad Swim. Napa has on its roster 3 seniors, 6 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a freshman, who, by the way, happens to be a starter. Sonoma Valley, known as the Dragons, coached by Mike Bowles in his fourth year as the head coach for the boys team over there. He brings a squad with 7 seniors, 6 juniors, and also one freshman there who is also a starter. So tonight we'll have 2 freshmen getting the start, 1 for each team. And when we come back, we'll hear comments from the coaches on their thoughts as the regular season has ended and now postseason play is underway. So we'll be back with the coaches following these messages. Way. Welcome back in now to Messner Gymnasium as we're getting set for tonight's basketball action. Napa High hosting Sonoma Valley. The winner will play Friday night in American Canyon against the winner in American Canyon tonight, which is between the American Canyon team and Casa Grande. So the 2 winners it will play for the Boys League Championship on Friday. The girls in action tonight as well. Vintage is hosting Justin Siena. There are 2 Napa teams that are competing in the semifinal round. The winner will play Friday night also at American Canyon. The other game in the girls basketball is Napa High playing over at Casa Grande. Napa High finished 6-6 in the league. Casa Grande was 10-2. Well, let's find out first of all from Mike Bowles. His team last year had 12 wins. They've got 16 wins already in the season as they come into postseason play. And I
ask him about this new league, this first year that the Vine Valley Athletic League has been in existence.
Yeah, it was a challenging league, and I think it was very competitive. There was a lot of parity. I mean, outside of Napa running the table, I think on any given night, any of the teams could compete, and it was a lot of fun.
One of your leading players had a little knee problem earlier in the season. Did that respond to treatment okay?
It did. He's at 100%. He responded and received treatment, and he's good to go.
Are you bringing any of your JVs into the varsity for the playoffs?
No, we are not. I mean, the JVs had an outstanding year, winning 20 basketball games, and they're all spring sport athletes, and, you know, we encourage multiple sport athletes, and, you know, we have a rather large roster ourselves, and this group is on a roll right now, and we're looking forward to tonight.
Well, you had a lot of seniors, so I guess that made you feel pretty good that you had a successful JV program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been trying to rebuild this thing for a while now, and we've got a lot of good incoming classes, and, you know, we're having a good season this year, and the future looks bright, but it's about the next 32 minutes.
Who's worked with you on the varsity?
Coach Mike Merton. He's our assistant coach. His son, Dustin Merton, and you may remember Mr. Trey Bowles. He's also working with us on the staff.
And those the comments from Mike Bowles. Let's find out what Zach Cook has to say. He is the head coach over at Napa High. This is his third year taking over from Scott Blump, who had been the head coach for some 6 years. Well, Coach Cook, I've been broadcasting Napa High basketball for 43 years, and I don't remember ever having a 14-game winning streak coming here into the postseason.
Yeah, I don't either. You'd know better than I would. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing when you kind of sit back and look at it. That's quite a few games to win in a row. And my guys have done a good job. They don't really talk about it, which is good. They've done a good job of just focusing on the next game at hand and getting better each day.
What has been interesting is that you've had different leaders each game, it seems like.
Yeah, we've got three guys, you know, averaging between 13 and 17, and we've got, I think, four guys that have scored over 20 a few times this year, so a lot of balance. We don't have one, you know, one guy that we're relying on to score all our points, so that's just a nice advantage to have as a coach.
Have the JV players put away all of their equipment, or are you going to pull any up when you get into play out there?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but we're playing so well, and our chemistry's so good that we're going to let the JV guys go on to their spring sports and just keep the team together the way we have it.
And those are the comments from Zach Cook, his third year as the head coach. Here's Napa High Grizzlies warming up to our right here as we're located right at mid-court. The court at Napa High running with north and south. We're on the west side of the court right at the mid-court area. Greg Johnson's going out there with the team taking their layups, their warm-ups there, and giving everyone a little slap on the hand as they come back to take their turn at driving in and taking the layup shot. So we're getting set for basketball action, and we'll be coming back in just a moment with the starting lineup for tonight's game after we take timeout for these messages. Well, the Napa Grizzlies finishing their warm-ups to our right, and Sonoma Valley Dragons to our left. Sonoma will be in the dark green uniforms tonight. They'll have the white numerals with some black trim on them. And Napa still has their warm-ups on, but I would imagine their white uniforms with the navy numerals trimmed in gold. As we're just about set for Vine Valley Athletic League playoffs, taking a look at the probable starters, the five starting for Sonoma Valley Dragons will include a 5'9 junior, Reed Hewitt, a 6'3 senior, Jack Boydell, who was the leading scorer on this team and earlier in the season had a knee injury but appears to have completely recovered from that. A 5'7 freshman, Dom Gerish. So we'll be following that freshman along with a freshman from Napa High as they fit in nicely. Riley Phelan will be starting. He's a 6'2 junior. And the fifth starter is Tyler Garrett. He is a 6'3 senior. Those are the starters for the Dragons. Hewitt, Boydell, Gerish, Phelan, and Garrett. For Napa High, they'll be starting out Stephen Bloom, who is a senior. Tyler Oda, the freshman that we were telling you about. Brock Bowers, a sophomore, coming off of a very successful football season. Vince O'Kelly, another senior, one of three seniors that'll be starting. And Zach Swim, another senior in that starting lineup. So Bloom, Oda, Bowers, O'Kelly, and Swim, the starters for the Napa High Grizzlies. And we'll be getting set here in just a moment. The teams have gone back to their respective benches. Napa High bench off to our left. Napa coming in having won 16 of their last 17 games on a roll with 14 wins in a row. Now, we're going to take a little time out here for the national anthem, after which we'll be back with the opening tip-off. So here we take time out, and we'll be back after these messages. Well, we're back here at the Mester Gymnasium. We're going to pick up the comments now from Troy Mott, the PA announcer.
Starting lineups for the Sonoma Dragons, as announced by Coach Mike Bowles. Starting at guard, number 2, Reed Hewitt. At forward, number 13, Jack Boydell. At guard, number 20, Dom Gerish. At forward, number 24, Riley Phelan. And at center, number 34, Tyler Garrett. And now for the home team Grizzlies. Number 4, senior guard, Stephen Bloom. Number 13, freshman guard, Tyler Oda. Number 22, sophomore forward, Brock Bowers. Number 23, senior forward, Vince O'Kelly. And number 25, senior forward, Zach Swim.
So those are the starters as we have given to you as they were announced here by the PA announcer, Troy Mott. He does it all. He is the scorekeeper. He is working the clock, the timer, just everything. And then afterwards, I think he's going to sweep up. He just keeps very busy when it comes to running a basketball game. And we are in this first Fine Valley Athletic League playoff action. This is Napa High, the home team, and Sonoma Valley, the visiting team. The winner will play Friday night. And if Napa wins, it will be a 7 o'clock game. If Sonoma Valley wins, depends on what happens with the girls' game. The team with the highest seed will play the second game on Friday night. So here we go. Swim is in there to jump for Napa High. And he was jumping there against Boydell. And Napa controls the tip. We are underway, and here we go. Oda brings the ball forecourt, gets a pick there from Swim. Swim gets the ball as he rolls to the left after the pick goes underneath to Bowers. He's double-teamed, so kicks it back out to Swim, who traveled with the ball. Went ahead and fired a three and hit it, but negated because of the travel violation. So we're just underway, and Napa is starting out now. Looks like they're using a zone press. They're using a trap in the backcourt. There's a long pass into the forecourt to Boydell. He'll drive, go all the way, lays it up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Bowers kicks it out, but it is taken out there by Phelan. Phelan sets up the offense now in the first minute of action. See the team getting a basket as of yet. Garrett fires a three. It's an air ball and hits out of bounds under the basket. So Napa with O'Kelly and Oda in the backcourt, looking at a man-to-man defense as they bring it front court. Swim, passed over to Bauer. Bauer has nearly lost the possession of the ball as it was passed out to his reach area. Comes over now, right side, the free throw line extended. Bauer's used up the dribble, and his pass is batted out of bounds. Nice play by Jack Boydell. And we're 1 minute into the game. Each team looking to get their first shot. So we have Napa. Oda will trigger to the right of the basket for which his team is shooting. Looks and lobs it way back between circles. Comes back here to Bloom. Spreading the offense now as they come to the right side. It goes to Oda. Oda brings it towards the top of the key. Now a zone defense is employed. A 2-3 zone. Bloom shoots over it. It rims. No good. He just beat the shot clock, and the ball is tipped out of bounds off of Napa. So both teams trying to settle in here at the opening minutes of play at the Messner Gymnasium. Sonoma with the basketball as Gearich, the freshman, has it nearly deflected. He retrieves it, brings it down the left side over to Hewitt. Back out it comes to Garrett. He tries a long three, no good. Rebound, however, is maintained by the Dragons as Phelan gets the ball right side, top to Garrett. Garrett fakes the shot, passes over to Hewitt, right baseline drive, reverse layup. But there he stepped on the big, no, there was a foul, I guess, before he forced out of bounds. The Napa foul goes on Zach Swim. Team's first foul. Inbounds to Hewitt. Hewitt well up to Garrett, top the key. Passes underneath the basket. They can't get a shot away. So they'll come back out to Boydell. Over to Hewitt. Hewitt brings it back towards the left side as Napa stays with the man-to-man defense here. There's a turnaround jumper up, no good by Boydell. Rebounded by Bloom, and here comes Napa in the forecourt. Swim over to Bowers. Bowers in the left corner. Lobs it way back out now, setting up a deliberate pattern offense. No score yet. Almost 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Underneath to O'Kelly. O'Kelly back to Oda, the freshman. Gets it to Swim for a three-point attempt. It hits an air ball. O'Kelly saves it from going out of bounds, but right to Sonoma's Tyler Garrett. He gets a fast break going to the Dragons. He goes in, up, and scores. That was Phelan, who got the basket on a pass from Garrett. And the Dragons lead now as Napa gets the ball. They tried to lob one underneath to Swim, and he was fouled. Not yet into the bonus. Boydell called for the personal foul. That'll send Swim to the free throw line. No, that was not checked. Not no bonus. There's a shot from the right corner. No good by Bloom, and it's rebounded by Sonoma. Sonoma's won four of their last five games. There is a quick three-pointer up, no good by Boydell. Rebound is taken by Bloom, deflected away from him and off of Bloom. So it'll go back over to Sonoma Valley. The Dragons will inbound the ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. Looking, sending it out to Hewitt. Hewitt, well, right side. Pass in the right-hand corner there for Phelan. He tries a three, no good. Rebound, Bowers for Napa. 2-on-1 fast break. Coming down, and pass, and the ball is near the baseline, and apparently Bloom was standing on the baseline. And another turnover for Napa. So we've played about 3.5 minutes, and Napa still scoreless in the ball game. Gearich in the forecourt, down to Hewitt, drives baseline, around Swim, double team, and Bauer steals the ball out to O'Kelly. O'Kelly pulls it back out, fires it over the right side. Bloom is open, fires a long two. It's no good. The rebound is clicked out to Boydell. He lets the defense siphon by. Now on the high dribble. Walks it towards the timeline. Picks up a little tempo now. It goes quarter court right side. Towards the top of the key now to Garrett. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Over the right. A three is up and good by Gearich, the freshman. Buried that three. And Sonoma goes out in front 5-0 midway through the first quarter as we're inside of 4 minutes to go. And Napa has yet to score. Oda to the top of the key. working the weave. Over to the right now. Bowers to O'Kelly. Looks into Swim. Swim tries to go to a low post. Can't get a pass there, so comes out in the high post. Gets the ball and has it deflected away. Gets it back. Drives in and was fouled. But I don't think he was in the shooting mode. That foul, though, is going to go on Boydell, and that's two fouls on the Dragons' leading scorer. Into the lineup is Nicholas Spanger. And they're replacing Phelan. There's a shot from the left, a three-pointer that's good. Kaboom for Bloom as Stephen Bloom gets Napa on the scoreboard with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Hewitt drives, goes in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound by Napa Odom down to O'Kelly, front court. Cross-court pass way over to Bloom, settling down now as Sonoma has gone back into a man-to-man defense to Oda. Oda near the top of the key. They're working it around the perimeter outside the three-pointer, and the ball is deflected. Bowers goes over, saves it from going out of bounds. 5-3 to score. Sonoma in the lead. 6 seconds on the shot clock. O'Kelly drives in and was fouled. He'll shoot two. That foul is going to go against Nicholas Spanger, who had just come on to the court and charged with the personal foul. That'll put Vince O'Kelly at the free throw line. O'Kelly, one of three seniors on the squad, misses the first free throw. Napa had a good free throw shooting night the other night. That is something that they have been working on in practice. We'll see what O'Kelly can do with his second free throw. That rolls around and then nestles in for the fourth point for Napa. They've scored four in a row now, but they still trail by one. There's Boydell trying a three. It rims, no good. Rebound, Bowers gets it. Lobs a little pass to Oda. Here comes Oda on a fast break coming down. It's 1-on-3. It gets it over to the left. And a wild pass sails out of bounds to the Dragons. Last year, Sonoma had a 12-15 record, and Napa was 11-16. Both improved quite a bit this year, but Sonoma has seven seniors there. But their JV team won 20 games. Very good. Driving is goes up, shoots, and scores. Boydell on a drive. Got it inside and laid it in. Here's Swim trying to do the same the other way. No good. Rebound taken out by Gearish. He drives in the port. The ball is stolen by Oda. Oda, it's 2-on-2. And he pulls it back out now. Goes in the left corner to O'Kelly. Drives in. Goes under. Tries to get a shot away, and it's deflected and stolen away. Boydell in the backcourt. Napa showed there a little pressure in the backcourt, but they released now. And the Dragons bring the ball front court. At the top of the key, Phelan. They get it into Odell. He turns, shoots. He missed it as Boydell was inside the 15-foot mark, but just missed the shot. Napa rebound. Comes down to Bloom. Bloom well out left side. Cross-court pass. Comes over to the right. Over to Swim. Drives baseline. Loses the ball. Another turnover. 7-4, low scoring thus far. Justin Cox comes into the ball game, and Jack Boydell goes to the bench. Boydell picking up his second foul a little while ago. Minute 15 to go here in this first quarter. 7-4, Sonoma Valley in the lead. Here's Trent Garrett also back into the ball game. He's the twin of Tyler Garrett. Pass goes right side, quarter court, over to Phelan. Now quickly over to the left side. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Spanger, rebounded by Napa. O'Kelly gets across the timeline, brings it forward court. We're in the final minute now, the quarter. Driving in, Swim, up and good. A nice solo drive there by Zach Swim, getting his first 2 points in the game. And it's a one-point game now, 7-6. Sonoma with the lead and the ball. Man-to-man defense used by Napa. They'll double-team when they have the opportunity. Pass goes over the right side to Phelan. Fires a three, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds as Don Gehrish tried to save it, but it went sailing out of bounds. So Napa may play this for the last shot of the quarter with 18 seconds remaining, trailing it by a point. Swim just walks the ball into the forecourt, coming up on 10 seconds to go. Swim drives in, goes up. No, but he was fouled. Have a chance to put Napa ahead because he'll have two free throws. And that foul is on Trent Garrett. Swim is about a 50% free throw shooter. So he will be taking the first one, and it rolls around. No good. So Swim walks away from the stripe back there now. Gets the basketball, bounces it, eyes the basket, free throw. No good as he goes 0 for 2, and Napa is 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Fast break the other way, going in, up, and scoring with 1 second to go was Boydell as they showed how to work a fast break, and they got the basket. So our score now at the end of the first quarter is Sonoma Valley 9 and Napa High 6. We'll be back after this message. Well, fast-paced first quarter. Here's Dino to tell about it.
4 out of 17 for Sonoma shooting. Napa just 2 out of 10. Napa had 5 turnovers in that first quarter.
Well, we start the second quarter now, and we'll get Jacob's comments here when we have the opportunity. In the meantime, a pass underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called as Brendan Hogan, who just came into the game, put a good fake on, sending Brock Bowers in the air. And when he came down, it was a bit of a collision, and the foul against Bowers is his first. At the line is Hogan. Free throw is no good. Brendan is a 6'6 senior, did not play in the first quarter of this game. When these two teams played on January 18th, Napa led at the end of the first quarter 23-7, and he missed both free throw tries and the rebound. Bowers brings it all the way to the forecourt. Over to Bloom, tries a three, no good. Bowers rebounds, and he is fouled hard. Boy, he did not like that as he had a shove there from Tyler Garrett. You don't want to mess around with him too much there. He's got some pretty good size.
Interestingly, in that first quarter, Sonoma tried 8 3-pointers. They made just one of them. Napa was 1 out of 4 on their 3-point tries.
Bowers goes to the free throw line. He is a pretty good free throw shooter, and he scores the free throw. That is Bowers' first point in the ball game. In the game back on January the 18th, Bowers had 14 points, wound up with 14 points in that game. And he scores that free throw as well, his second free throw. And it makes it 9-8. Napa trails by a point, driving into the forecourt. Garrett, there's a shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Brayton Greenlee, who just came into the lineup for Napa. Greenlee drives into the lane, turns, a 12-footer is good! Brayden Greenlee has given Napa the lead in the game, its first lead of the contest early here in the second quarter. Ball deflected, retrieved by Hogan. Brendan Hogan has underneath the basket, up and in, and let's see if it's an and one. There is a foul called as Boydell made the basket, and the foul goes against Ruiz, Danny Ruiz, who had just come into the Napa lineup. Boydell is a good free throw shooter, 6'3 senior. His free throw is good. Gives him 7 points. Sonoma Valley back into the lead now as Napa brings the ball forecourt. The ball is kicked. Defensive move by Gehrish. So it'll be Danny Ruiz near midcourt to inbound the ball. Sends it back right to the timeline now to Oda. Oda is going to be double-teamed now. It looks like Sonoma's going into a 2-1-2 zone defense. Pass comes over to Greenlee. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Drives in. Goes up. Shoots. Scores again. Greenlee, 2-for-2 in the quarter, and Napa ties it up now at 12 apiece in the backcourt as Sonoma Valley had a little pressure. They get across the line all right. Comes towards the left side now as Garrett, as he starts to drive a reach-in foul, and he's going to be called on the swim. And that on Zach Swim is his second personal foul. See if Coach Cook makes a move now as regards to the foul situation on Swim. Sonoma inbounds the ball, and there's going to be a travel called. Boydell was going to go with a little fake and actually pulled the pivot foot. So we have Napa with the chance to break the tie as they come into the forecourt. Oda drives into the lane, kicks it over to Greenlee. He'll try a three. Kaboom! He got it! Wow, Greenlee has made three in a row, including the three-pointer, and Napa has his biggest lead of 3 points. Ball underneath, turnaround jumper is up and in by Hogan. Brandon Hogan gets his first points in the game, and it's a one-point Napa lead. Greenlee gets it over to Swim. Swim playing with two fouls. Fakes, drive, turn, pivots, ball deflected, and saved from going out of bounds by Sonoma Valley. They have the ball, a chance to regain the lead as they come into the forecourt. Ruiz reaches in and is going to be called for his second personal foul. Back into the lineup for Sonoma Valley is Reed Hewitt. He'll replace Jack Boydell. Team fouls are all even now at five apiece. Inbounds pass goes into the backcourt to Gehrig. There's the freshman pressuring the other freshman. That's an interesting matchup. From the left corner, a three-point attempt, no good. There's the shove underneath, and it was detected by the official. Brendan Hogan shoved Brock Bowers. That was the sixth team foul on Sonoma, so Napa will be in the bonus on the next common foul. Napa has a foul to give yet here in the first half as Oda brings it top the key to Greenlee, looking at his zone defense. Underneath, a pull-up jumper is good by Logan Van Zandt, who had just come in the game. And Van Zandt hits Napa back to a three-point margin, equaling their biggest lead. Garrett, forecourt, over to Geary, back to Garrett. Cross-court pass, and it's Hewitt. Now they go down low post right side, but can't get a shot away as Bowers is good at defending. There's the three-point attempt, a long three, no good by Phelan, and the ball out of bounds to Napa.
Now, the one thing I've been noticing is they just need to capitalize on their free throws. I mean, you know, when you're going up to the next levels of basketball, whether it's collegiate at the Division I, II, III level or community college, you need to hit free throws when they're given to you.
Greenlee in the forecourt now, fakes to the right, goes to the left, drives in the lane, shot is blocked, battle for the rebound, and it's taken by Sonoma Valley with 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and there is a foul at midcourt, and it's going to be on Greenlee. Braden's first personal foul, but team fouls are even now at 6 apiece, and both teams are in the bonus on the next common foul. So neither team has a foul to give now. The 1-1 bonus could be a factor here with over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Ball forecourt. They lob it underneath. They go under the basket and over into the left-hand corner for a three-point attempt up. No good by Spanger. Rebounded by Napa. And now we'll have our first bonus situation at the foul line. The foul goes against Spanger. Nicholas's second personal foul. Greenlee goes to the free throw line. Braden, a sophomore, has scored 7 points in this quarter, and he gets the bonus as he hits the free throw. That gives Napa its biggest lead. O'Kelly is in. Tyler Oda is out. Zach Cook makes a change in the Napa lineup. Greenlee, free throw, missed that time, and the rebound is cleared out by Phelan. Sonoma Valley with the ball down to Hewitt, drives in, goes up, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound, Bowers out on the right wing. It comes to Ruiz. to Greenlee. Bounce pass comes over to the side. A shot up by Van Zandt. No good. Bowers battles for the rebound. Gets it. Gives it to Ruiz. Ruiz coming back out with it. With a pass to O'Kelly. Fakes right. Sid takes it to the left. Gives to Bowers. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it over to Van Zandt. Now to Greenlee. Goes to the corner. Under the basket. It's back out to, oh, there's a long two. It's good by Danny Ruiz. It's a long two. So the bench is coming through nicely here with Van Zandt, Ruiz, and Greenlee all scoring here in the second quarter. The ball is stolen at midcourt by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Greenlee. Looks at a three. He would love to shoot it, but he is being guarded too closely there, so he backs it back out now. At the three-minute mark in the second quarter, ball deflected and a travel called against Napa. Back into the lineup is Jack Boydell, Sonoma. And there's a timeout taken, and it is a short timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
So much better shooting by the Napa Grizzlies in this second quarter. After going just 2-for-10 in the first quarter, they are so far 5 out of 7 in this quarter. For the Sonoma Valley Dragons, they have made 2 of 8 from the floor in this quarter. Rebounding was dead even at the end of one quarter, 9 for each team. But in the second quarter, Napa has out-rebounded Sonoma Valley by 6-to-1 so far.
They're just, to me, right now, they're just trying this game where they're driving in and trying to lay it up, and they're not setting the outside screens that they need to be setting to give them successful drives into the basket.
Napa using her full-court trap again as the ball comes into the forecourt for Sonoma Valley, trailing at 20-14. Napa with its biggest lead of 6 points now. The pass comes over the left side to Spanger, working around the perimeter from left to right, driving in, going up, shooting, and scoring is Boydell. Oh, he's got some nice moves there and drove the baseline nicely. Greenlee forecourt. Napa with the ball now. 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Greenlee going to fire a three. Miss it. Rim, but no good. Rebound intercepted by O'Kelly down to Bowers. Up, no good. Rebound, Bowers, no good. Rebound, Bowers. He turns, goes up. Yes, and one! Bowers battling. And then finally getting the ball to go in. It's not going to count. It's going to be an offensive foul now. Bowers charged with the personal foul, but what a battle off the board.
He just showed good fight down there. I mean, there was nothing more to it. He kept getting his own rebound and trying to put it up. I really don't know what that one was on, but
there's a turnaround jumper at the other end of the court. No good by Tyler Garrett, rebounded by Napa. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Greenlee sent over to Bowers. Bowers way out on the high post. Over to Greenlee, tries a three. It rims, no good. Rebound is taken out by Phelan. Fast break the other way now. The Dragons coming into the fourth court with a long three. No good. The rebound put back up, and good by Boydell. Right place, the right time for that offensive rebound, and just put it right back up, and it's a two-point Napa lead. Minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Greenlee, fourth court. Guarded fairly tightly out there by Dom Gierich, a freshman. Passes over in the left-hand corner. Gets it to Bloom. Now back to Greenlee, cutting in, going up, fouled as he tried the shot. It was the old-fashioned scoop shot, and a foul was caught on Gierich. It'll be a two-shot situation for Braden Greenlee. Had a good quarter thus far. Scored 8 points. Here in this quarter, 8 of his team's 14 points. And he scores that free throw. He is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Back into the lineup for Napa, replacing Van Zandt, is Zach Swim. Minute 11 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw is good. Greenlee gets both of them. And in the backcourt, one-man pressure put on by Bloom forced a turnover as the ball went out of bounds off of Phelan. So Napa gets the ball right back. O'Kelly inbounds the ball, and the ball is deflected, but right over to Napa. And Cook, or rather, a three-point attempt is up. No good by Zach Swim. But the rebound taken away by Greenlee, and it's retrieved back by Boydell. And they bring it into the forecourt, and there's a double dribble called against Sonoma. Wow. They try a fast break and get slowed down a bit by a turnover. So it'll be Swim and O'Kelly in the backcourt. Bloom in the left corner, and in the right corner, we have Greenlee with Bowers coming out from a low post to a high post to set a pick. They roll on it, and they start to go for the basket. There was a foul called. It should be the 1-1 for Napa. The foul is charged to Spranger. That's three fouls on Nicholas here in the first half. He didn't play the first quarter. Came in here and picked up three quick fouls. Well, Swim needs to make the first to get the bonus. He missed his first two opportunities at the foul line in the first quarter and make it 0-for-3 as he misses that one. Rebounded by Hewitt for Sonoma into the forecourt. Napa leads it by four, and Bowers deflects it and steals the ball. He looks down court. He has Greenlee going down on the right wing. Can't get the pass to him. Gives to Swim. Swim right near the center logo now. Slowing it down. Going to play for the last shot of the half. The shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go on the game clock. Swim top the key. Starts to drive the lane. Now brings it back out. 9 seconds to go in the half. Over to Greenlee. Drives in. Got a little daylight. Goes up. Missed the shot. Rebound Sonoma with 3 seconds to go. Down to Hewitt. Hewitt fires a long three. Yes! And it may count. And that may be a chance for a four-point play. Wait until the officials have cleared out as to whether or not that shot went in before or after the buzzer. And we don't have instant replay here. That was about a 25, 30-foot shot on the right side. That was before, and there is a technical foul as well called against Napa. The basket did not count, but there is the 1-1 for Hewitt. And then there will be two free throws coming on the technical foul against Bloom. The free throw is no good on the front end of a 1-1. Now we have two technical free throws. Now shooting the technical will be Geerich. He gets two free throws. As far as the taking the technicals, and he missed the first one. Boy, Sonoma has missed 4 out of 5 free throws, and he makes the next one. So they let the freshman, Geerich, shoot the technicals. He split them, making 1 out of 2, and that is the end of the first half. The score here at the Messner Gym after one half of play, the Napa High Grizzlies 22, the Sonoma Valleys 19. We'll be back with halftime following these messages. Well, it's halftime at Messner Gym on the campus of Napa High. And let's take a look at those first half shootings. Dan Lucino.
So on the team shooting for the Sonoma Valley Dragons, they ended up taking 29 shots and made 8 baskets. That included 1 out of 10 from beyond the 3-point line, and they were just 2 out of 6 on their free throw shooting. For the Napa Grizzlies, they took 24 shots and made 7 buckets. That included 2 out of 9 from beyond the 3-point line, and the Grizzlies were 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. The turnover battle ended up pretty even, 8 turnovers against Sonoma Valley, 9 turnovers against Napa. The rebounding was very even, 18 rebounds for Napa, 17 for Sonoma Valley. Sonoma scored first, and there were then 3 lead changes and 1 tie along the way, and Napa leads 22-19 at halftime, Ira.
Well, what an exciting first half here. When you get into the playoff scenario, why, that is frequently the situation. What's interesting on the individual scoring ledger is Braden Greenlee came into the game in the second quarter and wound up with 10 points. The next high scorer was 3. That was Stephen Bloom, who hit that 3-point basket, and nobody else had more than 2 points for Napa High in that first half. But they did have 4 players with 2 points each. So the action, fast and furious, Jacob Grant, like you would see in the hockey match.
Yeah, one quick note before I get into it. News from the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks have traded Harrison Barnes back to Cali. He's going to the Sacramento Kings in exchange for Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph. So a pretty good trade because Harrison Barnes has a pretty rough contract for Dallas to deal with. So they're dumping that off to Sacramento.
$25 million next year for him. $20 million this year and $25 million next year.
But from the game we're watching tonight here at Messner Gym, they're spending a lot of time in the key. They both are trying to drive towards the basket for the layup or the kickback three. But, they're spending too much time in the key to the point where they're threading that line of they're, 1 second away from taking a key violation foul. And I think that could be something to look at in the future because it's almost happened 4 or 5 times tonight to where they're getting the final seconds ticked off and then the play progresses up the court and so they can escape a little bit out of that penalty. But speaking of penalties, the free throws, like I elaborated on early in the second quarter, they really need to capitalize when they're given, penalty stripe minutes. It's tough. Like in hockey, every good team is as good as their power play. Penalties, shots, free throws really need to be sunk when they're given to you, especially in a close game like this. I don't know how many they missed, but making half of the ones that they missed would put them in a much better spot for both teams, Dragons and Grizzlies. And then they really need to establish that perimeter game. Napa seems to be doing a better job of that with Greenlee coming in. Like you were saying, he came in the first or second quarter, and he's been performing really well. I'd like to see him back on the starting line. Tradition be damned. This guy needs to be back out there. He's their best player right now, and he needs to get those first starting minutes against the first line.
Well, we have Napa back onto the court now taking their warm-ups. Again, just if you missed it early on, we mentioned that Napa High and the Sonoma Valley winner will play on Friday night against the winner of the American Canyon Casa Grande contest. That game going on right now at American Canyon. And in girls basketball playoffs tonight, Vintage is at home against Justin Siena. When those two teams played on Monday night, Vintage won by 3 points. So that could be a very good game over there. The winner of that game will take on the winner of the Casa Grande hosting Napa girls game going on right now over in Petaluma. And the winning teams will play on Friday night at American Canyon. We will be broadcasting both of those games, both the girls championship and the boys championship, regardless of the teams that are entered in it. So that should be hopefully an exciting evening for us on KVON with the 5:15 starting time for the first game, and then about 7 o'clock starting time on KVON for the second contest. These two teams played twice earlier this year on January 7th. It was at Sonoma, and Napa won that 57-43. Then they played here at the Messner Gym on January 18th, the game that we broadcast, and Napa won that game 60-42. And it was kind of interesting to note as far as some of the wins for the Sonoma Valley as they finished the regular season with a very close contest, beating Petaluma by 1 point, 49-48. Vintage was hoping to get into the playoffs, but the Vintage boys needed a win over Justin Siena, and Justin Siena beat them very handily in that game. The two games that Sonoma Valley played against Vintage, the Dragons won both of them, 55-51 over at Sonoma Valley, a four-point win, and at Vintage High, Sonoma won by 1 point, 52-51. Those were close contests. The last time that Napa High lost a varsity boys basketball game was on December the 22nd. That was at Jesse Bethel High School in Vallejo. They lost pretty big, 85-61 was the final. And if you go by the rankings, it looks like Napa would be only about the 12th, 13th, or 14th seed. The way it might match up, they'd be playing one of the powerhouses in the opening round. But
there's an indication they might play Concord De La Salle in the first game, and they are traditionally a powerhouse in basketball. They used to be, well, they've always been a powerhouse in football, but they've had a really solid basketball team, and they've also won at least one section title in baseball that I'm aware of.
I thought maybe you're going to say they've had a very good recruiting program there.
Well, you know, they're a private school, so they do get to recruit players from all over the Bay Area, but they're a tremendous school, and they do a great job.
Indeed so. Well, we're just about ready to start the third quarter on KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. By the way, we were looking at the MEL basketball standings. For those of you that remember the previous years when Napa and Vintage had been in the MEL, we'll see Wood and Bandon were tied coming into tonight's action with 7-1 record. MEL does not have a postseason tournament. They have two regular season games within their league that will wrap up their season this week. They're playing tonight and then again on Friday night. So Wood and Bandon with that 7-1 tie. Rodriguez is in third place at 5-3. Vacaville Bulldogs 3-5. Fairfield 2-6. And Armio 0-8 as far as MEL is concerned. We have Napa coming out with O'Kelly. They have Oda out there. Bloom is coming out to start. There is Zach Swim and Brock Bowers. Bowers was held without a field goal. He did get a basket, but it was negated because of an offensive foul after a great rebounding effort when he had three rebounds in there. The officials are here. The players are just standing there on the court waiting to get the third quarter underway, and it'll be Napa's ball in the alternate possession. Here we go. Play resumes now in the second half. This is Ira C. Smith along with Jacob Grant and Dino Alessio. Napa with the ball working the weave as they have it to Swim. Get it over to O'Kelly. O'Kelly fakes left, drives right, goes in, goes up. He shoots, no good. Rebound, Bowers battles for it, and Sonoma comes away with it, though. They get the pass over to the freshman, Dom Geary. Geary walks the ball over the timeline as he's met there by O'Kelly. Passes low post right side as they had Garrett coming out. Now out for a three-point attempt. Up and good! A three-pointer by Riley Phelan to start this second half, and we've got a tie game, 22-22. Bowers to the right of the key. Get over now, spreading it around, and they've used up the dribble. They find Bloom. Bloom out near the center logo of the Indian there at the logo center court. They lob it into Bowers. Bowers turns, goes up, shoots, and no good. Goes for the rebound, but it is taken out of there instead by Garrett. Fast break coming down, and the ball is deflected, stolen there by O'Kelly, but he stepped on the baseline. Oh, a nice defensive play as Dom Geary's was going in from the left side, going to try to lay it up with his right hand, and O'Kelly got possession of the ball, but there's a turnaround jumper, no good, and O'Kelly rebounds for Napa. That jumper by Boydell. There's O'Kelly, full court, top the key, brings it back over to the left. Right back it comes now to O'Kelly. Bowers comes out in the high post to meet the pass. And as they get it underneath the swim, he's fouled from behind. That may be on Boydell. And it is. And that is the third personal foul on Jack Boydell, who had 11 of their 19 points in the first half. Oda inbounds the ball to swim. Drives in, goes up, shoots, shot blocked, gets his rebound, and is fouled. Let's see against whom that foul. That may be on the freshman. It is on Dom Gurich. His second. Don't happen, not yet in the shooting situation. Inbounds to O'Kelly. Guarded there by Reed Hewitt on a man-to-man alignment. And the pass, O'Kelly drives in the lane. Ball tipped away from him, taken by Gurich. Gurich driving down to Hewitt, lays it up and scores. Reed Hewitt gets the Dragons back on the top with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And as Swim got into forecourt, he was fouled. Looks like a reach-in foul. That's going to go on the freshman, Gurich. That's his third. That's two of them here in the third quarter. And the ball is deflected from Bloom out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa High. Well, we've gone 2 minutes here into the second half, and Napa has yet to score. They were slow in that first quarter when they managed 6 points in the first quarter. Right now they have managed zero here in the third quarter, and they trail it 24-22. O'Kelly well behind the arc. Cross-court pass. Comes over to Bloom. Back to O'Kelly. O'Kelly on the dribble to Oda. Oda brings it back out. Now they look in for Bowers. Bowers shifting back and forth. Oda drives in. Gives it to Bowers. Bowers over to Bloom. He'll try a three. Kaboom for Bloom! His second three-pointer. And that makes it a one-point Napa lead. Boydell in the backcourt. Oh, they're down to Hewitt. He drives it. Doesn't shoot, though. Passes into the left-hand corner for a three-point attempt. No good by Phelan. A shoving foul underneath. And that is going to go on Sonoma. And it'll be on Tyler Garrett. Napa with the ball. And a one-point lead. We're in the third quarter with 5:10. To go here at the Messner gym. Napa gets it over to O'Kelly. O'Kelly spreading the attack now as they work it from right to left. Bowers lobs one over to Swim. Swim underneath to O'Kelly, lays it in. Swim gets the assist, and O'Kelly gets his first field goal in the game, and it's a three-point Napa lead, the same as at the halftime. Into the forecourt, a three-point attempt from the left corner is no good by Hewitt, rebounded by Napa. Brings it quickly into the forecourt. Bowers lobs it into the opposite corner to Bloom. He tries another three. This one's no good. Long rebound comes out and taken by Phelan. Phelan two on one, come down. The shot is blocked up there. A nice play by Swim to Oda. Oda coming down on a fast break to Swim. Swim drives in, goes up, shoots, missed, and was fouled. That may have been on Boydell. He was in the mix. No, it is not. Instead, it goes on Tyler Garrett, his second. So Zach Swim, who is 0 for 3 at the free throw line tonight, see if he can improve on that as he is back at that 15-foot stripe, and his free throw is good. His third point in the game. He goes 1 for 4 so far at the foul line. Reed Hewitt back into the lineup for Mike Bowles' Dragons as Zach Swim back to the stripe. And he makes both free throws. So Napa coming back now to go in front by five. Sonoma Hewitt into the forecourt, drives the baseline, cut off there. And they just threw one up there by Trent Garrett. And it's rebounded by Bowers, deflected off of him, though, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll stay with Sonoma. Returning to the lineup for Napa High is Braden Greenlee. He will take the place of Vince O'Kelly on the court as Sonoma has the ball midway through the quarter now with 4 minutes to go in the third. Turnaround jumper is good by Dom Gurich. Boy, nice-looking freshman there. quickly down to Bowers. Bowers double team. Out to Odom. Over now to Greenlee. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Gives to Bowers. Drives in. Goes up. Shoots. Yes, and one. Bowers gets his first field goal of the game. And we'll go back to the free throw line after Trent Jarrett is called for the personal foul.
No.
Bowers at the line so far tonight has made two out of two. Back air now trying to make this a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and he does, and he's three for three at the free throw line and has 5 points in the game. Napa up by six now and putting pressure on and stealing the ball is Bloom. Gets it to Swim. Swim, a lead pass that is deflected and stolen by Sonoma. That was just a bad pass by Swim. He got up in the air and he had to do something with the ball and made an errant pass. Hewitt drives into the lane, kicks it over the left side. A three-pointer is up, rimming no good, and a tip is taken by Sonoma. Up no, but a foul, yes. Against Napa. That is on Bloom and on Steven. That is his first. Napa has three seniors on their varsity, Bloom being one of them. O'Kelly and Swim are the other two. So did he shoot that one when I was looking down?
Yeah, he missed it.
This is Odell. Or Boydell back at the line, and he makes that one. That gives him a dozen points in the game. He split free throws that time as we come up on the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Coming out to meet the pass, Brock Bowers. Over to Greenlee towards the right-hand corner. Back out now. Bloom. Bloom between circles. It's Greenlee. Greenlee's going to fire a three. It rims no good. Bowers battles for the rebound and kicks it way back out, and Oda goes up in the bleachers trying to retrieve that tap out by Bowers. Out of bounds to Sonoma. Sonoma's won four of their last five games, finished with a regular season record of 16-10. Very good. They played some tough competition. The ball is deflected off of Napa out of bounds as Riley Phelan was put in a bit of a vice there and had to come out of that with a way to retain possession of the ball, and he drives it, and he goes up with a left-handed shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, though, spins around, double-teamed, loses the ball, retrieves it again, and looks around, and has it taken away by Greenlee this time. The Swim, a long pass thrown wildly out of bounds again. Well, the last two times down the court, Swim has made bad passes, and that gives the Dragons possession of the ball.
They just called a full timeout, too.
All right, well, we're going to take timeout with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. It's Napa leading at 32-27, and we'll be back and continue after this timeout. They had started out slowly in this quarter, but they have since come up with 10 points in the period to take a five-point lead. Sonoma has the ball in the backcourt. Gary gets it. That's right at midcourt. There is Swim, and he's going to be called for a foul. He did not give any room for movement out there to Riley Phelan when Riley caught the ball, and Swim will come out of there now. That is his third personal foul. The only one on Napa's roster with more than two. Forecourt, Geary. Here we have the two freshmen against, and a steal by Greenlee. Greenlee is double-teamed, and a jump ball is called. Greenlee was looking around for a foul. He just kept looking, waiting for the official to blow the whistle for a foul. Alternate position arrow favors Sonoma. We're inside of 2 minutes to go, and we're in the third quarter, 32-27 the score. Napa with the lead, Sonoma Valley with the ball. As the ball is deflected away, and Greenlee comes up with it again for Napa. Looks down court, brings it across the timeline, goes towards the right of the key, now shifts it over to the left side, and a foul is called. It's going to be the 1-1 now for Napa. That foul to check to see who that foul was on. It will be at 1+1 coming for Van Zandt. And he missed it as the rebound taken by Sonoma. 32-27, Napa with the lead, working a little bit of a weave, and Greenlee tries for the steal, didn't get it. That last foul was on Valais. There's a shot, no good. The rebound is good, however, by Jack Boydell, and that gives him 14 points in the game. Napa quickly down court. There's a reverse layup up, no good by Hogan Van Zandt. And there is a steal as Napa gets the ball right back. Goes into the right-hand corner. Now it comes a turn about a 15-footer. It's good this time by Logan Van Zandt, his second field goal in the game. 1 minute to go. We're in the third quarter, 34-29. Napa using a full-court trap. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul on Oda. Well, the freshman for Napa High picks up his first personal foul. It's only the team's third here in the second half. So they still have three fouls to give before the bonus kicks in. Oda is coming out of the lineup. Vince O'Kelly will take his place. Zach Cook making a change in the Napa lineup as the pass comes into the forecourt to Boydell over the left. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by the freshman, Gearish, rebounded by Napa. Bowers to O'Kelly. O'Kelly, pretty steady player. Sets the motion as he brings it over left side now. Gets a return pass at the top of the key. Backs up behind the arc. A half a minute to go. 18 seconds on the shot clock. We're in the third quarter. Over now to Greenlee. Coming up with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Bloom fires a long two. Swish. Bloom hits a jumper inside of the three-point arc that time, however. And Napa leads it by, and there's a bad pass with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. It'll be Napa's ball on the turnover. Quickly into the lineup, Reed Hewitt comes in to replace Jack Boydell. A strategy move as Boydell has three personal fouls, and so they don't want him to pick up another one. We have a 30-second timeout here with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll keep it right here.
The one thing that I noticed so far in this quarter is Brock Bowers, he's exhibiting a little bit less ball control than I'd like him to have. He's made a few errant passes. He's had some trouble with dribbling into contact. And, you know, for a guy his size, he kind of needs to use that body a little more and go a little lower and try to control that ball better.
Well, Bowers in the first or the previous meeting against these teams had 14 points in the contest. 10 of those were in the first half, but Zach Swim had quite a game. He had 20 points in the contest, and Stephen Bloom had 14 in that January the 18th meeting. Well, here we are with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Napa leads it by 7 points. Napa with the ball in the forecourt. O'Kelly, 3 seconds to go, drives in the corner, goes up with a pull-up jumper, and hits it! And that will end the quarter on a Vince O'Kelly running jumper for his second field goal in the quarter. And that ends it. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. Napa now with its biggest lead. As we go into the fourth quarter, it's Napa High 38, Sonoma Valley 29. Back after this message.
Side of the Napa Vallejo Highway.
You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Jacob Grant, this is Ira C. Smith, Dino Alessio with the set.
Still struggling for Sonoma from three-point range. They're now 2 out of 15 for the game from three-point range.
And that's been a factor here as Napa gets the ball on the possession down low post. Bauer, turnaround jumper, no good. Gets his rebound, no good. Battles gets his rebound, and good this time. Oh, what an effort there by Bauer. And one thing that's kind of noticeable is Sonoma Valley Dragons appear to be tiring a bit as Hewitt drives in to the lane, kicks it over to the left-hand corner, drives into the key. A pull-up jump shot rims, no good. And the ball is loose and picked up, put up, and fouled by Napa. Little loose ball control that time, and Bowers is called for his third personal foul. He and Swim each with three fouls now. That'll put Phelan at the free throw line. Riley's first attempts there at the foul line, and he scores the first free throw. The third quarter started slowly for Napa, but they picked it up and had 16 points in the quarter while holding Sonoma to 10. Free throw is missed, but they get an offensive rebound and send it back out to the top of the key. There is a three-pointer. This one rims no good by Garrett, and it is Tyler Garrett. Napa, there is a three-point attempt up. No good by Greenlee as he rushed that one. The long pass comes down to the other end of the court, driving in and not getting the shot away, but back out to Hewitt. Hewitt hooks a pass over the right side. A long two switch by Spanger. That's his first basket in the game. 40-32. Napa's lead is 8 points now. We're just underway. Down to Greenlee, lays it up and scores. Oh, a good pass from Bowers, who gets the assist on the play as Greenlee was trying to blindside the defense and was able to get under the basket. 42-32 now. Driving baseline right. Pull-up jumper rims no good by Boydell. Rebounded by Napa. Quickly into the forecourt is O'Kelly on the dribble. To the left of the key. Dribbles under the basket. Puts it up, yes, but an offensive foul is going to negate the basket. Vince O'Kelly called for his first personal foul, and that was an offensive foul. Swim is back in. He's just making sure the official knows it. So the foul on O'Kelly, that makes it the fifth team foul. Napa has one foul to give yet before the bonus comes into effect. There is a travel at midcourt against Riley Phelan. He got up in the air and was going to pass to his left, and he didn't have a player there, so he passed to the right, but in the meantime was called for a travel. Napa will have the ball right near midcourt. Swim is back in, and so is Oda. O'Kelly stays in there along with Bowers and Bloom for Napa High. Coming out to a high post is Bowers to get the ball. They set some picks away from the play, and it comes over to Bloom. He'll try a long one, three, no good. Rebound is taken by Sonoma off of the knee of O'Kelly, out of bounds to the Dragons. Well, we're coming up on the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Napa with a 10-point lead. Napa trying for its 15th win in a row, trying for its 17th win out of the last 18 games. They are 21-5 coming in. There's a three by Spanger. Good from the right corner. He's hit two in a row now, as Spanger's earlier one was a two-pointer. That was a three-pointer. And it is a 7-point lead for Napa. As Bowers gets the ball, and the pass is deflected, stolen away. Fast break, driving down. And there's a steal by Oda. Took the ball away from the other freshman, Gary, with a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on the reach-in by Oda. That was his second personal foul. And that was the last foul to give. So the Dragons will be in the bonus on the next common foul. Inbounds pass into the corner. A three-point attempt. Swishes! Tapped by the freshman, Dom Gerrits. That's his second three-pointer of the game. He now has 9 points, and it is a four-point game. Napa with the ball on the forecourt. Bowers comes out, meets the pass on the high post. Over now to O'Kelly, and a whistle and an offensive foul away from the ball. That will not be a shooting foul. It's going to be an offensive foul, I think, against Bloom. Stephen Bloom called for his second personal foul. That was down low. The ball was out high. And so Sonoma gets the ball back. Sonoma has brought Cahill Delius into the ball game now. Driving into the lane is Boydell. Over the right side, they try to get a three. They can't get it away. Napa is pressuring him. And steals the ball as Bloom is able to bat it over to Oda. Down to Bowers. Bowers looks around. brings it back out now. Now back to Bowers to the left of the key. Starts to drive under the basket. Up and no, but fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul goes against Tyler Garrett. So Bowers will be at the free throw line for two. He's made three out of three so far tonight. The first one is on the way and good. Bowers has a very nice touch at the foul line.
Yeah, he seems to be the only one who's been putting them in tonight for the Grizzlies. So it's nice to see, especially when those are, you know, they fall right into your lap like that. Because officiating tonight's been a little ticky-tacky for me. But, you know, if you're going to get charity stripe shots, you might as well make them.
Next one is up, and that is also good. So Bowers is 5 for 5 at the foul line tonight. Napa goes up by 6 points, 44-38, ball ticked out of bounds. Danny Ruiz is back into the lineup for Napa High, along with Odom, Loom, Bowers, and Swim. Inbounds pass comes to Gierich. Gierich in the backcourt, gets around Odom, drives into the forecourt, pass in the corner, a three-point shot up, no good by Boydell, rebounded by Bloom, tries to dribble between two players, and there's going to be a foul on one of them. And it's going to go against Tyler Garrett. And that'll be four fouls on Garrett. So we are in the 1-1. So it'll be just confirming the foul at the official scorer's bench. But that is they say is his fifth. So Tyler Garrett has fouled out. He must have given one of his fouls to Trent Garrett, his twin. So Tyler will have fouled out without having scored in the game. He likes the three-point shot, and unfortunately for the Dragons, it just weren't falling for him in this contest. Bloom will be at the line, still the 1-1. It'll be the double bonus on the next common foul, however, and he makes the free throw, so that gives him the bonus free throw now. If he makes that, he'll be in double figures for the ball game. He's back to the foul line. Bounces it once. Eyes the basket. Free throw. Perfect. So now Napa, with an 8-point lead, is still using a modified full-court press. It's a trap press. The ball in the forecourt deflected by Ruiz goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Dragons. Coming up on the four-minute mark, so we'll be halfway through this fourth quarter. 46-38 score. Napa with the lead. Dragons with the ball, and the baseline drive is going to be negated because of a reach-in foul called on Ruiz. Three fouls on him. Reed Hewitt was driving for the he will shoot the 1-1. He's 0-for-1 at the free throw line tonight. He needs to make the first to get the bonus. And he will get the bonus. He makes the free throw. Hewitt does not shoot very much. He is a junior, and he'll be back. He's 1-for-2 at the foul line tonight. Free throw is rolling good, and it will not count. There is a lane violation, so it will go as no attempt at the foul line, negating what was made a free throw. So inbounds pass, Bowers. Bowers came into the backcourt to help out now against the full court zone press. First time Sonoma's used the zone press here in the ball game. They're pressuring full court. Bowers drives right side, goes in, goes up, shoots, no good, gets his rebound, and scores that time. Oh, what a great offensive second effort by Bowers once again. We're down to 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, 48-39. Napa with the ball or with the lead, and Sonoma with the ball now. Hewitt has to stop the key. Drives right, gets around Ruiz, doesn't shoot, brings it back out. They get the ball over to Spanger. He likes to shoot the three. They can't get him open. And the ball is intercepted this time by Oda. Oda driving in, and the ball is deflected off of a Dragon out of bounds. The Napa High Grizzlies will get the ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting, and it'll be the freshman, Oda, to trigger the inbounds. He looks, sends it in the right corner to Swim. Swim's going to fire a three from there. Rim's no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Gehrig. Gehrig leads a fast break. He goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound by Bloom. Bloom lets the defense go by now. Now he'll give the ball to Oda, who will walk it across the timeline. Exactly 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Napa's lead is 9 points. Oda with the ball. Works it left side to Swim. Starts to drive in, and we have an offensive foul on Swim. And he's got to watch out that he doesn't. That's 5 fouls on Swim. He will leave the game having scored 4 points. He put his shoulder down as he started his drive, and that was the reason for the offensive call. Put your shoulder down and drive in to the defender. It's going to be a full timeout taken, so we'll take time now with inside of 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It is Napa 48, Sonoma 39. Back with the final following this message. Well, we're back here at the Messner Gym. This is Ira C. Smith along with Jacob Grant and Dino Alessio, our statistician on that, as he keeps the team stats. I take a look at my individual stats, and away we go. Play resumes. Hewitt has the ball in the backcourt for Sonoma. A little pass over to Phelan. Phelan used up his dribble there in the backcourt. He finds some help there in Gehrig. Gehrig just gets there, and they just beat the 10-second count, getting across the line, and they take it over to Hewitt out on the left, working the weave. They look for the three. They're trying to get the three to get them back in the game with 2.5 minutes to go. Good defense by Napa. Very tenacious man-to-man applying their defensive flaws. A turnaround jumper is up. No good by Gehrig. Had to force one, and on the rebound, a foul is called. It is going to go against Sonoma, and it's going to be on Boydell, and that'll be 4 fouls on Jack Boydell. It's a double bonus, so it'll be 2 free throws coming now for Napa, and they're going to put Bloom at the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 tonight, and he'll get 2 foul shots, the first of which is on the way, and it is short. No good. Hit the lip of the rim, but Karam back toward him. Oh, he's back to the line. It's the second attempt. That one is good, so he split the free throws that time. And it's a 10-point bulge for Napa. Boydell in the backcourt. Gets the ball forecourt. Passes over right side now. Phelan working around. And there is the 3-point attempt up rimming. No good by Spangler. Rebounded by Oda for Napa. And that brings it across the timeline. So now they're going to take a timeout. We are inside of 2 minutes to go at a 10-point lead. So we'll keep it right here now. It looks like that Sonoma has just been tiring out.
Yeah, they played a marvelous game, though. They've done a really terrific job. The turnover battle, 18 for Sonoma Valley in this frantically paced game, and 18 for the Napa Grizzlies. Rebounding, 32 for the Grizzlies, 30 for Sonoma Valley. So as you can see, the stats are pretty even. But what's been hurting Sonoma Valley to some extent, they're only 4 out of 9 from the free throw line, whereas Napa is 14 out of 20. And the three-point shooting has not been great for Sonoma Valley, although they have made a couple in this quarter. Overall, they're 4 out of 19, 4 out of 20 from three-point range. Napa not doing much better percentage-wise, but they haven't taken nearly as many. Napa's 3 out of 12 from three-point.
All right, here we go. Napa will get the ball near midcourt. O'Kelly is out there along with Ruiz, Oda, Bloom, and Bowers. The pass goes into the backcourt now to Tyler Oda. The freshman brings it across the timeline, and Sonoma's going into a zone defense, trying to get possession of the ball, trying to foul to get possession. Oda's going to be fouled. They finally get the call as Gehrig, on several occasions, was trying to grab him.
Yeah, I think it's a little early, in my opinion, to start, you know, purposely trying to foul guys to get possession. I don't know if that's the right play here. You're only down by 10 with a minute and 40 to go. You can easily take advantage of that.
Well, they are in the double bonus, and Oda makes his first free throw, which is his first point in the game. He's a freshman who hardly ever shoots but handles the ball extremely well. His next free throw is also perfect, so he goes 2 for 2 on the double bonus. Sonoma gets the ball. I think that's the biggest lead Napa has had now, too, a 12-point lead. Hewitt has it left side, drives into the lane, kicks it over the right. There is the three-point attempt up rimming. No good by Phelan, rebounded by Bowers, and his pass at midcourt, stolen away, driving in and laying it in is Danny Ruiz, his second field goal, as Boydell tried for the interception. When he missed it, that gave a smooth sailing then for the Napa layup. 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. There's a three-pointer up and good by Nicholas Spanger. That's his second three-point basket. He has scored 8 points all in the fourth quarter. So we have 1 minute and 1 second to go here as another timeout is taken. Napa leads it by a dozen, though, as they have their sights set on going to the finals tomorrow night. They would be going to, or not tomorrow night, Friday night, they'd go against American Canyon. If Napa wins, Napa would play the second game on Friday night. It'll be a 7 o'clock game. We'll broadcast both the first game, which will be the girls' championship of the Vine Valley Athletic League. Following that, it'll be the boys' championship game. And barring a huge comeback from Sonoma Valley, it'll be Napa in there trying to make it 16 wins in a row. Right now they're setting on 14, but getting a lead. It has not been easy to come up with this lead in this game. Very scrappy Sonoma Valley team. Mike Bowles does such a nice job. And what about the job that Nick Haley does at the JVs? Wonderful job there. And Nick works with the Boys and Girls Club in up in the St. Helena area. Napa has the ball. Play resumes. Coming down over the right side. It goes to Greenlee. Greenlee is fouled as they just wrap him up. Reed Hewitt called for the foul. So these are free throws that really add on to the lead if they can make them. As Sonoma just wants to get more possession of the ball and try the three. Greenlee scores the free throw. Raven has seen limited action here in the second half after a really good second quarter. Bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Free throw is good. He goes 2 for 2, and he is the leading scorer for Napa now, 14 points. Hewlett comes down. There's a three-point attempt. It nicks the rim, no good, and a foul is called as Greenlee gets the rebound. He's wrapped up and fouled by Spanger. That's four fouls on Nicholas. So Greenlee, who at the foul line tonight has made 5 out of 6. He was 3 of 4 in the first half and 2 for 2 here in the second half. He's back there on the double bonus and missed the free throw. Back to the line. They still have Bowers and O'Kelly there along the line with Bloom and Oda in the backcourt. Free throw is good, so he split free throws that time and has 15 points in the game. We're in the final minutes now in the fourth quarter. Coming in, going up, shooting, and missing was Boydell. Gets his rebound, puts it back up, no good again, and Greenlee comes out with the rebound, and there is a travel called against Greenlee. He was down on his back. 30 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, 56-42. Well, just as you can say, a nice effort by the inbounds pass comes out to Hewitt. He fires a three. It's way off the mark. A scramble for the rebound. And O'Kelly comes out with it for Napa. Brings it in the forecourt. Pulls it back out at quarter court. Comes back towards midcourt now. Getting the ball over to Bloom. Lobbing it down now. Just playing keep away now. And Sonoma content on not fouling. Bloom has it with 8 seconds. Underneath to Greenlee. He's not going to shoot. He could have a layup, but he is just not going to shoot. and that's going to be the final pass of the game as Napa wins its 15th in a row as they came on in that second half after leading by 3 at halftime, led by 9 after 3 quarters, and they win it by 14, 56-42 the final. We'll be back with comments with the scoring and with the shooting statistics in the ball game in a moment as Napa High goes to 22-5, 15 in a row. Okay, welcome back into the Messner Gymnasium. I'm Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio has the stats. Jacob Grant's going to have some comments, and I'll take a look at the individual scoring here on our wrap-up. Also, our congratulations. The Vinnie's girls have defeated Justin Siena and will play for the championship on Friday at 5:30. We'll broadcast that game beginning at 5:15 on Friday. Vintage, a big win over Justin Siena, 43-30. I still think Justin Siena has a chance to get into the North Coast section playoff. Although with that loss, that puts them one game below 500 in the losers category. But we'll find out more about that. And we'll see if we can get some other scores. Here at Messner Gym, it was Napa winning over Sonoma Valley, 56-42. Dino, tell us about the stats.
So for the visitors from Sonoma Valley, the Dragons, they ended up taking 60 field goal attempts and made 16 of them. They were 5 out of 14 from three-point range. They started out very slowly there, but they did make 3 in that fourth quarter. They were 5 out of 11 from the free throw line. That's how they got their 42 points. For the winners, the Napa High School Grizzlies, they took 50 shots, 10 fewer than Sonoma Valley, but made one more, 17 to 16 for Sonoma Valley. They were 17 out of 50. They were 3 out of 12 from three-point range, and they were sharp from the free-throw line. They shot 26 free throws and made 19, including making 10 out of 12 in that fourth quarter in crunch time. The turnovers were 18 for Sonoma Valley, 19 for Napa. The rebounding favored Napa by a final count of 36-31. It was fairly even, but Napa did pick up a bunch of rebounds in the final minutes when Sonoma had to start being a little less selective in their shots. They threw up some long ones, and Napa got those rebounds and ended up winning the rebounding 36-31. The assist battle for Sonoma, they had 8 assists on their 16 made baskets. The Napa Grizzlies had 10 assists on their 17 made baskets. I counted one blocked shot for each team. Sonoma scored first. There were 5 lead changes, and Napa ended up not really trailing after the first quarter. Oh, the score was also tied on 2 other occasions. And so for the Napa Grizzlies, it started out as a little bit of a nail-biter. They ended up winning by 14. It was interesting, the last time we broadcast these two teams, Napa won by 16 or 18, and it was a much easier battle. Tonight they win by 14, and it was pretty tight until those last few minutes, Ira.
Indeed it was. Well, talk about tight. We've got a report coming in on a very tight ball game. Here's Jacob.
From Andy Wilcox at the Register. It looks like it would be, who was it again? American Canyon, Casa Grande were tied 43-43 going into the fourth. So that looks to be a pretty good ball game over there.
The winner of that game will take on Napa at 7 o'clock on Friday night for the Vine Valley Athletic League Championship. And the Vinnie's girls have defeated Justin Siena 43-30. We try and see if we can get the Napa girls score. They're playing against Casa Grande tonight over in Petaluma, so it may be a little more difficult for that, but we'll see if we can get that before we leave the airwave. In the meantime, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, the neighbors from Sonoma Valley, the Dragons, were led by their leader throughout the season, Jack Boydell. He had 6 field goals, 2 out of 3 at the foul line, for 14 points, did not score in the fourth quarter, and was the only double-figure scorer for the Dragons with his 14 points. Dom Gierich, the freshman, had 3 field goals. 2 of them were 3-pointers, and he was 1 for 2 at the foul line. So he had 9 points in the game for their second leading score. Nicholas Banger came on in the fourth quarter to score all 8 of his points on 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. Riley Phelan had a first quarter field goal, a third quarter 3-pointer, and 1 out of 2 at the foul line there in the fourth quarter. So he wound up with 6 points in the game. Other scoring, Reed Hewitt had a field goal, 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 3 points. Justin Cox played briefly, did not score. We had Brendan Hogan in that second quarter getting a field goal, was 0 for 2 at the foul line for 2 points. Caleb Filias did not score, played briefly. Tyler Garrett did not score and fouled out. Trent Garrett did not score. So the Garrett twins did not dent the scoring columns, total of 42 points for the Dragons. Napa High Grizzlies had 3 players in double figures, led by coming off the bench, Braden Greenlee. He had 4 field goals, 6 out of 8 free throws. One of his field goals was a 3-pointer, so he wound up with 15 points in the game. Stephen Bloom had 3 field goals. Two of those were 3-pointers. He was 3 for 4 from the foul line for 11 points. And Brock Bowers had 3 field goals, but made all 5 of his free throws for 11 points. Vince O'Kelly, a couple field goals, 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 5 points. Zach Swim, 1 field goal, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line for 4 points, fouled out with 2:51 remaining. Danny Ruiz had 2 field goals for 4 points. Tyler Odom, 2 for 2 at the foul line for 2 points. Logan Van Zandt had 2 field goals, was 0 for 1 at the foul line for 5 points. And that was the extent of Napa High's 56-point total. Napa trailed the end of the first quarter, 9-6 in Sonoma Valley in the lead. But Napa led at halftime by 3 points, 22-19. And in the third quarter, Napa outscored Sonoma Valley after a very slow start in the quarter. Napa had 16 points in the quarter to 10 points for Sonoma Valley. And then Napa then with the frequent visits to the free throw line where they were pretty effective and came away with that victory, their 22nd of the season against 5 losses. And they have won 15 games in a row. Their last loss was back December the 22nd at Jesse Bethel High School. Since then, they have had W's all the way along. Well, Jacob, I'm going to let you start by telling us about your selection as player of the game.
Got to be Greenlee. I mean, I said it at the end of the first half, you know, I was hoping he would have come out and been on the starting 5 on the line, but it didn't end up looking that way, and he came out the gate and he scored some more, and he really was the difference in that game. If he didn't come alive, I really don't think that they would have had anywhere near the total that they had. And they would have been looking at a loss in that that column and that streak, and they would have been on the sad end of the handshake line. So I got to go with Braden Greenlee.
Dino?
Well, as much as I hate to agree with Jacob, I'm going to go with Braden Greenlee as well. And he does do a terrific job. He is like the classic sixth man. Your sixth man, that first guy off the bench, has got to be somebody who can come in, add energy, and score points, and that's exactly what he does.
Yeah, we will match that and agree with you. So for the second time this season then of our broadcast, Braden Greenlee has been our player of the game, even though he has not been a starter, but he came in and has been leading scorers on different occasions this year for Napa High. I guess we couldn't find out the Napa girls score.
They were down by 10 heading into the half. So that's all I've got from about an hour ago.
Yeah, not too good as far as the possibilities there for Napa. But Vintage will be in that championship game for the girls at 5:30. And unless Napa can have a comeback, it'll be Vintage against Casa Grande, the number one and two teams in the Vine Valley League. Then the boys' game, American Canyon and Casa Grande battling it out, tied early in the fourth quarter in that ball game. So I don't know if we can see if there's an update available before we go off the air here on that to see who Napa will play in the 7 o'clock game. We will broadcast both the 5:30 girls championship and the 7 o'clock boys championship game on Friday night. So it'll be a basketball doubleheader. The Vintage girls will be in one. The Napa boys will be in the other. So those are two that we know of that are from the local scene. So we're just going to check before we sign off here to see if we can have an update for you on that other score for the boys Vine Valley Athletic League tournament. We cannot get anything further, but it was tied in the early in the fourth quarter of that game. So anyway, final comments.
Well, I'm really looking forward to Friday night, and if the American Canyon boys are playing in that game, that should be quite a scene because the game is at American Canyon, and I'm sure Napa will bring a lot of fans to that game as well. So that should be a tremendous game, and the girls' game also shapes up to be an outstanding game.
We might mention, too, that our guy, Jacob Grant, is on Saturdays with our crew on the sports vine and do a nice job there, too. We appreciate you coming in and adding to the broadcast.
It's fun. I really enjoy doing it. It's nice to add some studio work to my demo reel, because I'm going to need that in the future. And so if I can get quite a few good broadcasts that encompass all different levels of sports and all different kinds of sport, it really, you know, reflects well on what I can do. So it's nice to have that experience under my belt.
Well, we can assure you that as far as we're concerned, you're going to make it. So just best wishes to you in that regard. And that pretty much is our story. I'm Ira C. Smith, and just a reminder that our broadcast is sent your way, as always, with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. We'll be on the air at 5:15 on Friday evening for the first of a basketball doubleheader, championship basketball from American Canyon. We know for sure that Napa High boys will be in the 7 o'clock game, and we know for sure the Vintage girls will be in the 5:30 game, and we just don't know for sure who their opponents will be. But we'll be there, and if you can't make it to the game, join us on the broadcast. Always nice to have you along with us on KVON. So leading scorers for Sonoma Valley, Jack Boydell with 14 points, and for Napa High, Braden Greenlee with 15 points. Bowers and Bloom each had 11 points for Napa High. That's pretty much our story. Our thanks to our engineer, Angelo Lyons, back at the KVON studio. Again, the final score here in this one, the Napa High Grizzlies 56, the Sonoma Valley Dragons 42.